This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the day is not far when every part of the country, including Chhattisgarh, will be free from Maoist violence. Addressing the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations in Raipur today, the Prime Minister said, due to Maoist terror, tribal regions of the state were deprived of basic facilities such as roads, schools and hospitals for a long time. He said, because of government's resolve to rid the nation of the menace of Naxalism, the problem is now confined to only 3 districts with limited impact as against 125 districts 11 years ago.
मैं लाखों माताओं बहनों को अपने बच्चों के लिए रोते बिलखते नहीं छोड़ सकता इसलिए हमने भारत को माओवादी आतंक से मुक्ति दिलाने का संकल्प लिया और आज इसके नतीजे देश देख रहा है और अब सिर्फ 3 जिले बचे हैं जहां माओवादी आतंक का आज भी थोड़ा रुबाब चलाने की कोशिश हो रही है लेकिन मैं देशवासियों को गारंटी देता हूँ वो दिन दूर नहीं जब हमारा छत्तीसगढ़ हमारा हिंदुस्तान माओवादी आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाएगा.
The Prime Minister added that today, regions like Bastar in Chhattisgarh are experiencing an atmosphere of celebration instead of fear. On this occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. Earlier, the Prime Minister today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. The Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. The election campaign for Bihar Assembly has been adversely affected because of bad weather. However, as the weather improved later in the day, several political leaders addressed public meetings. Among the BJP star campaigners, Party President JP Nadda and Union Home Minister Amit Shah had to cancel their election rallies due to bad weather. Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and JP Nadda, while addressing the public virtually, said that the NDA has established the rule of law in Bihar. Meanwhile, Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing women in Jandaha, appealed to them not to fall for the opposition's false promises. In Bihar, the Election Commission has removed the sub-divisional magistrate of Bard, Chandan Kumar, and 2 sub-divisional police officers, Rakesh Kumar and Abhishek Singh, of the same region in view of poll violence and murder of a political worker in Mukama Assembly constituency of Patna district. The commission has directed to initiate disciplinary action against all 3 officers of Bihar State Administrative Service and State Police Service also. In addition, the poll panel has also directed to suspend SDPO of Bard 2, Abhishek Singh, with immediate effect. The Election Commission has also ordered to transfer the Patna SP, Rural Vikram Sehag. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 4.6% to over 1.95 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to October 2024, despite GST rate cuts implemented on 22nd September. The total gross GST revenue in October 2024 was 1.87 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in October stood at 36,547 crore rupees and state GST is at 45,134 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collected amounts to 1,06,443 crore rupees and cess is at 7,812 crores. A tragic stampede at the Sri Venkateshwara Swami temple in Kasibaga of Srikakulam district in Andhra Pradesh claimed at least 9 lives early this morning. The incident occurred during the Ekadashi observance in the holy month of Kartika. Officials said the privately managed temple built for about 2,000 to 3,000 devotees was overwhelmed by a crowd of nearly 25,000. Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with Culture Ministry, will hold the 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan from tomorrow till the 29th of this month across 24 centres nationwide. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.